This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Brian James Phillips appeared in court today, facing a felony charge of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing a police officer. Prosecutors presented a plea agreement that would allow Phillips to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to the resisting charge, in exchange for the dismissal of a second count of disorderly drunk and the removal of any habitual offender notice. Phillips was represented by attorney Michael Morawski, formally waiving his right to his preliminary hearing. Judge Ferris accepted the waiver, confirming the defendant understood the proceedings. Bond will continue under previously set conditions. The case now moves to circuit court with an arraignment that is set for August the 3rd at 9 a.m. And a new recreational option is available for residents and visitors in the town of Elkton. The community's new pickleball court is now open, giving players of all ages another place to enjoy one of America's fastest growing sports. Pickleball combines elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis, and its popularity continues to grow because it's easy to learn and welcomes players of all skill levels. Local leaders say the new court expands outdoor recreational opportunities while providing another gathering place for family, friends, and neighbors to stay active and connected. Players are encouraged to follow the posted court rules, share playing time during busy periods, and help keep the facility clean so everyone can enjoy it. The new pickleball court is now available for public use in Elkton. And Michigan health officials are reporting more than 4,300 cases of cyclosporiasis as state and federal investigators examine shredded iceberg lettuce as a possible source of the outbreak. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says at least 4,312 cases have been reported statewide as of July the 16th. At least 102 of those people have been hospitalized. Federal agencies say the investigation has been identified a possible link to shredded iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms to certain Taco Bell restaurants. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are advising consumers to avoid shredded iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell, and the locations are in Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, and their investigation is continuing. Taco Bell says in the meantime they voluntarily removed the potentially affected lettuce from its supply chain and is replacing the ingredient at the selected locations. Cyclospora is a parasite that can cause prolonged diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, fatigue, and other gastrointestinal symptoms. Health officials recommend washing fresh produce under clean running water and contacting a medical provider or local health department if persistent symptoms develop. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
The sun's out and the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Now is your chance to get the hottest deals of the season. Save up to 25% off store-wide, up to 30% off accessories, and up to 30% off end tables. Plus, summer steals starting at $399. There's never been a better time to check out our selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, and lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Want new furniture, but waiting until the kids or pets are out of the house? Skip the wait and get the furniture you want now with Nuvella Performance Fabric. Exclusive to Ashley, Nuvella is washable, stain-resistant, and fade-resistant. Stop waiting and get the looks you love. Plus, ask about our available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Stop in and ask about our Nuvella collection and shop the Ashley Summer Savings Event at Ashley and Bad Axe today. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And for a look at our obituaries for this hour, we have Frank Philip Tulaski Jr., age 87, of Bad Axe, Caseville area. Passed away peacefully Friday, July the 17th. Frank served his country with honor in the United States Army from 1957 to 1959, carrying the values of dedication, discipline, and loyalty with him throughout his life. Frank is survived by Elaine Tulaski, his children Trudy, Tammy, Todd, Tina, and Tracy, as well as his brothers, grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren. And a Mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July the 23rd at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Roch Catholic Church in Caseville. Frank's family will be present to receive visitors on Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. with time for sharing memories beginning at 6 p.m. and again at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Caseville Food Bank, care of Caseville Methodist Church. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
You hear that? Oh yeah, baby, it's that time of year again. WLEW and WHST are once again giving away a car. This year, it's a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior, gray leather interior, and under the hood, a Chevy 350 small block with 345 foot-pounds of torque. All delivered to the pavement through a 4-speed automatic transmission and looking sharp with custom alloy wheels. Plus, you can listen to your favorite radio station through a premium Delco Bose sound system. Enjoy the lights and information of a digital dashboard and put the top down with a tinted glass removable roof. And at the end of summer, WLEW and WHST will be hosting an event out in Harbor Beach to give the car away to one lucky key winner. How do you enter? Visit local participating businesses throughout the summer at local events and drop your name in a bucket. It's that simple. Or stay tuned to Cruise 102.1 WLEW, 94.1 WHST, or WLEW's AM 1340. 300 keys, one lucky winner, one awesome ride. Entrants must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary. Shop local, support local.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Trump administration officially enacted a sweeping 25% tariff on major imports from Brazil, citing longstanding unfair trade barriers and high duties on American exports. The U.S. Trade Representative confirmed the action under Section 301 following a year-long federal investigation into biofuel and timber markets. Domestic corn growers and ethanol producers strongly backed the decision, pointing to an 18% Brazilian tariff that severely curtailed U.S. ethanol shipments in the recent years. The retaliatory duties take effect later this week and mark another major escalation in U.S. trade policy aimed at protecting domestic agriculture sectors. Critics warn the tariffs could drive up prices on consumer staples like coffee and imported hardwood timber. and Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced that two commercial tankers suffered onboard explosions while navigating a disputed shipping route south of the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials claim the vessels were operating under pressure in an unsafe transit zone, warning that maritime movement through the vital waterway remains highly volatile. International maritime safety agencies have issued urgent alerts for commercial vessels operating in Persian Gulf waters. Global oil prices fluctuated sharply following news of the incidents as shipping firms assess insurance costs for Persian Gulf transit. Naval task force in the region have increased patrols to ensure freedom of navigation through the international straits. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop in one of their offices today. As well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Are you thinking about a new home? Ready to refinance? Or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects, big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.